I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rob.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday and staying cool because it's hot.
Yeah. Second hottest day of the year.
Let's check and see if it got any hotter since we last spoke.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
The official Fan weather app now says 96 degrees.
No, so we're not going to get there.
We didn't get there.
One shy.
Feels like 96 degrees.
Is the boy band 98 degrees?
That's right.
Yeah. I was trying to make a boy band joke there, and I was like, wait, it's not 96 degrees.
Nick Lachey headlining that band.
Nick Lachey was in that?
Yeah, he and his brother.
Which one was Aaron Carter in?
Backstreet Boys.
And no. He died.
Aaron Carter wasn't. I think Aaron Carter's brother was in the Backstreet
That's right.
Boys.
Who was Aaron Carter was the younger brother.
Nick Carter.
Nick Carter, there you go.
Aaron
is
Carter.
Is Nick still with us?
Yeah.
Or is Aaron, one of them died.
Aaron died. Aaron was into some, Aaron did some stuff. I think Nick's fine. I think Nick's, the Backstreet Boys are like playing the Sphere.
Are they?
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys are like having a big.
Danny went and saw them at the Sphere in Summer League.
Yeah, they're having like a big resurgence. Like these weird acts that kind of went away, like Creed and Nickelback, Backstreet Boys. There's like a big nostalgia tour going on right now with all that stuff.
Does that make current artists feel bad?
Well, maybe gives you hope that when, you know.
You like, think Chapel Roan's like, what the hell?
I'm guessing there's probably a little bit of that. Or maybe they listened to that when they were growing up and they're like, oh man. Doesn't want a little nostalgia.
We are your sports bros. I am Rop.
Sada.
Right over here. Big Souk sitting right over there. Look at him.
Right here. Apparently, I can't drink water. Just spilled all over myself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's when I know the beard's gotten too long when I can't. It inhibits drinking. Got to go in for a trim.
Coming up tonight in the club, 6 to 7, something you had no idea still existed is shutting down. RIP.
Oh, here's another one today. Speaking of that. I need someone to confirm if this is real or not, because we were debating whether or not this was a crazy person that was just, or this actually worked. We saw a guy on a payphone. First off, did you know there were payphones?
I mean, I don't think I've seen a payphone in a long time, but I haven't really been looking.
Yeah. We saw a guy.
Like a phone booth?
No. And that's the weird thing. Have you ever been to the Clinton Street Pub?
No.
Great little dive bar right off of Division. Like Division and like maybe
Wouldn't it be on Clinton?
I said it's right off of Division, like 26.
I mean, I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, Clinton Street's the
size.
Not
trying to derail you here.
The size. No one knows where Clinton is. You know where Division is,
all right,
for God's sakes.
God.
So we were leaving the Clinton Street pub, and there was a guy just like on the corner, and it was just like kind of tucked back, and he was on a payphone.
Okay, so I'm reading right now that thanks to a large nonprofit organization called Futel, that there are 14 free payphones around Portland. So maybe this was one of them.
Free, huh?
Yeah, and dude, it's not like a bank. There's just one payphone, and it's like tucked kind of like around a corner. And we were like, wait. And look, he wasn't, you know, I don't think he was homeless, but he you know, it was like kind of one of those like, is he or isn't he? And we were like.
Intersection of Southeast 13th and Southeast Clinton?
Yeah, that'd be about right.
That's the one it was.
I'll be damned.
It's a nonprofit.
So we were like, is that a crazy person who just found like an old defunct payphone, or is that a payphone that works?
There are 14 of those that can make free calls anywhere in North America.
Well, I'll be damned. Huh. I'll be damned.
Free?
Yeah. Just, they're making calls. That was like the most shocking thing I saw this weekend.
Futel, like, is the name of the company?
Okay. In addition to making free calls, Futel phones also offer other services like voicemail, connections to social services, and even interactive audio art.
Is the idea that you put those up because we've got so many streetmen that they can, it's like they can use them if they need them type of thing?
I'm guessing.
Kind of
I'm
like emergency.
Yeah.
Kind of like those call phones on the side of like the freeways in California when you're way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
They do list emergency usefulness as being one of the primary reasons they're out
there. Well, this dude was not an emergency. He was kind of doing like one of the cool leans. Like he was just leaning on a building. He's chatting up on a hot day. And
it's free, man. It ain't coming out of his pocket.
And that we were all like, we had a big debate. We're like, is that a crazy person? Where the hell did a payphone come from? Couldn't believe it. And now we know. Payphones. I don't know if I'd be wanting to touch that payphone, but hey, payphones.
All right. Well,
I didn't mean to derail us, but.
Well, you did.
Well, when's the last time you saw someone actually using a payphone?
Well, like I said, I used to have one right across the street from my house.
Not anymore.
It is gone.
Yeah. Be like if you saw someone riding one of those old-timey bicycles, you're like, what the hell just happened?
The only public phone that I've seen, do they sell them in airports?
No. They're all gone.
Are you sure?
Yes. All
don't
those
they have the little...
No, they've all been ripped out.
Oh, okay. I saw them at the Masters. I mean, they have them at the Masters because you can't take your phone in there.
They have payphones in the Masters?
They're not payphones. They're just courtesy phones.
Okay.
You know.
No, it's an actual payphone.
And because, like, if you need to make a call, you don't have your phone on you.
Now I kind of want to go back, and now that he's not on the phone, I want to go back to the Clinton Street and like...
You mean Division Street Pub?
Division Street, the Division Street Pub. I want to see, like, does it still have the phone book? Like, is it just, like, I'm kind of intrigued now by what this newfangled payphone has going on.
All right. What was I telling you? Oh, we also have the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women.
Oh.
That will be in our club hour tonight.
Also, someone brings up a good point. Is it still a payphone if it's free?
No, it's not.
No.
So it's not.
It's a courtesy phone.
So it's
like a hotel.
But it looks like a payphone, but it's not.
Now,
so we call it a free phone. We call it a courtesy phone.
I don't think we should call it a courtesy phone because I think on a courtesy phone, you can only call within the hotel, right?
Yeah, this can call anywhere.
Anywhere in the North America, he said.
Anywhere.
I'm going to call Alaska just for the hell of it.
Just because you can. I'm not paying a dime for this.
Okay. Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I'm finished.
Our NFL preseason weekend leftovers continue. The hottest new name in the NFL is a man named Blaze.
I'm not.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Let's go.
That's next on 105.1 The Fan.
If they get a bad back, they die.
All right. NFL preseason, we discussed a lot of it earlier in the program, but there's more to discuss here.
A little meat left on the bone?
There is. Well, we had a key injury.
Yeah.
We should get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. And that is that Landon Dickerson of the Eagles appears to have a, is it a meniscus tear?
It's a meniscus tear. So they dodged it because initially the report was is that this was really serious. Now, meniscus tears can be serious. J.J. McCarthy had a meniscus tear and he missed all of last year. So meniscus tear is two different things. So meniscus, little disc in your knee, provides some cushioning. If you repair the meniscus, you're out basically for the year. that is a many months recovery. So for someone like JJ McCarthy, who's a rookie and is going to play for, you know, how many years and is an athlete and running around, the appropriate thing to do with a big tear is to stitch it, fix it, and then you're basically done for the year. Landon Dickerson, on the other hand, you're an O lineman. I had one of these and I played 10 days later. It's not the best for you. Arthritis will develop. It can be a long-term detriment, but O linemen usually don't have it stitched. And if it's a small enough one, it's not a big deal. I would think if it was a big major tear, more than likely someone with Landon Dickerson, who does have a long career and is a great player, probably would get that fixed. But sometimes linemen just kind of do the, even with a big tear, F it, just cut the damn thing out. I'll miss a couple weeks and I'll be fine. So it's in terms of him missing time, he should be able to go by week one. This shouldn't be an issue. It's just something, if it was a big tear, could impact him years down the road when eventually arthritis and everything sets into that knee. But welcome to the world of O-linemen. Find me an O-lineman that leaves the game with good knees.
Well, and no team avoids injury. You know what happens.
It's 100% injury rate.
You got to have depth.
Yep.
And the Eagles, I believe, do along the offensive line.
Yeah, it's just that you just, and this is the, you know, with Rashawn Slater with the Chargers or Dickerson or anyone, when you lose an O-lineman, the reason why it can be such a big deal is a lot of times when you lose an O-lineman, then you have to shuffle someone over. You know, the right guard moves to the left, and now you put a backup into the right, and now you're kind of weak at two positions, and then it affects the run game, and then it affects, you know, where you have to move your double teams to. And it also is not a guarantee, because you lose one O-lineman, that another lineman doesn't go down. And now when you start losing multiple guys in a position group, think the Lions last year. Lions had 21 different players go on the IR from their defense. And I think like seven of them were on the defensive line. So it's one of those things that you lose Dickerson, then God forbid, what happens if Mulata goes down or Lane Johnson goes down or Cam Jurgens? So the fact that they dodged what appeared to be a very serious injury, this is a big deal, that this is just a meniscus tear. And my guess is by week one, you won't notice any difference in the way one of the best guards in football plays.
Well, it wasn't Shedeur Sanders that stole the show in the first weekend of preseason. No, no,
no,
Chase.
No.
It was a man named Blaze. He is the hottest new name in the NFL. His name is Blaze Sheik, and he is the male cheerleader of the Minnesota Vikings.
For God's sake.
Look him up.
I saw someone.
Tell you what.
I saw that people were saying that we're like the Vikings have male cheerleaders, and his name is Blaze Sheik.
A lot of people say. Yes, his name is Blaze Sheik. He.
Blaze with an I.
Yeah, Blaze with an I, and.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, A.
I thought it was Chris Cluey for a second, the former punter.
A-I-Z-E.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he's quite.
I see it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, a lot of fans, as you know, NFL fans are knuckle-dragging rubes,
and
a lot of them are not happy
no.
that Blaze is out there with the female cheerleaders.
Yeah, something tells me Blaze is pretty fabulous.
Say your heart diarrhea.
Well, I had to go to Blaze's Instagram, and I found out quickly
about
Blaze.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at right now.
But
somewhere,
hey, listen, man. He's a good cheerleader.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's start the culture wars right now.
Oh, they've already begun.
Yeah, they've already begun.
You're not going to start them here. That already started.
Are we doing, is Blaze taking away a cheerleading job from a hardworking female? Is that what we're doing?
Well, I just think, I don't know about that. I think it's a, well, we want more. How do we want to look at that? We're looking at some dude. You know how the knuckle draggers are.
I know.
Give me more hots, man.
There is a the Winterhawks have a it's like the Rosebuds, you know?
Yeah, the Rosebuds.
Their dance team, and they've got a guy on the Rosebuds. He's the best one out there. That dude is living his best life. That dude is out there feeling it. And something tells me that that's his name is Blaze Sheik.
Yeah, Blaze Sheik. He's got long hair.
He does.
He's really in shape.
He's a handsome.
He's pretty. Handsome, yeah, he's like I said,
guy.
He's the hottest new name in the NFL.
That's right here. Minnesota Viking fans canceling their season tickets for the team after Blaze.
That's
Sheik.
So dumb. There's no way that's true.
It's true.
No,
I promise you.
No,
there is someone out there. Yes.
No one is canceling their season ticket. dude.
Have you seen the times we're living in?
I have, but no. Dude, those are hard to get. You have season tickets for the Vikings?
Someone online says, imagine finding out your dad just canceled your family season tickets because he's upset that a guy named Blaze is doing backflips out there.
Totally. Blaze is pretty good, too. I was watching a couple of his routines. Very bendy.
There is a certain percentage of NFL fans that are going to just this. They will rage against the dying light of masculinity.
Well, like I said, they already have. You're not, bro. It's been going on all weekend. Wake up,
yeah.
Blaze.
I somehow have missed this.
He has.
Just saw that the Vikings have a male cheerleader, but I didn't see the
Blaze has set social media ablaze. The other thing that happened over the weekend we must discuss before we move on. Is that we had a 70-yard field goal by Cam Little of the Jags.
Yeah.
And it is the longest in football history.
Yeah, preseason or not. But it still kicked the damn thing 70 yards.
Yeah, but it won't count because it wasn't in a regular season game. So it counts only for the preseason game, but it is the longest kick ever.
Yeah. Dude, that thing was
amazing.
That thing was freaking nuts. See, and you said there was nothing good in preseason. I give you Blaze.
Yeah, that was great.
I give you Blaze Sheik, and then I give you the the old Little kicking a 70-yard field goal.
That's true. Now, do you think we'll get a 70-yard field goal in a regular season game?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, there are plenty of guys in the league that have a leg. And normally what you're going to need to do is see it kind of at the end of the half because you don't want to give a field position. And I also know with, like, some of these field goals, people are scared because if you're short, you can run it back. And normally in a regular season game, you would put someone back there in case he was short and you can field it and run it. And I don't know if you know a lot about the field goal kicking team. Not a lot of great athletes out there. It's a lot of linemen and tight ends. You get some little dude that goes back there and catches it. All of a sudden, you got the kick six going the other way.
I saw that this kick sparked people bringing up memories of one Lane Kiffin on the sidelines for the Raiders trotting out Sebastian Janikowski to try a 76-yarder on a dirt baseball field.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. But the
And so that was an end of the half.
It has to be kind of a right situation.
76?
But you at the end of the game and you need one to win. That's the only time, because even at the end of the half, you people are going to be hesitant to do this because, again, the return factor. So, but this end of the game, there will be a scenario. You've got some guys that can kick a 70-yard field goal. Kickers today are freaking nuts. And look, the Little kick, I mean, it's not good from like 80, but I think that's good from 74.
Yeah,
nice job, you kicker!
It
73,
looks like
74?
It definitely looks like it clears with pretty good, with some room to spare.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Look, if you go to a Jacksonville Jaguars game, especially a preseason game, what the hell else are you going to see?
Duval.
Did you know that the longest kick in college is longer than the longest kick in the NFL?
Well, bigger uprights, too. Hash, you know, could be different. Who's the longest kick?
Who?
Yeah, who has the college longest kick?
A guy by the name of Ovi Johansson of Abilene Christian in 1976.
Get right the hell out of town.
How far did he kick it?
He kicked it.
Was he doing the yawns, like the straight on, or is that the Mark Mosley?
By the way, the NFL record is 66, set by Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
69 yards.
Wow!
In the 70s?
Yeah. In the 70s, dude.
No, that's true. Is that Abilene Christian was someone like...
Well, it was probably wind-aided or something, you know?
Combined. We used to, when my brother played at Washington State, they had a kicker, Jason Hansen. Went on and played for a bunch of years.
Yeah, I think he played for the Niners.
Lions, maybe?
Yeah, played for the Lions is where he made, like, you know, he made a bunch of Pro Bowls and stuff. But up in Pullman, he would come out for pregame. And now, granted, pregame's different because you don't have to kick it over anyone. So he would kick line drives. He would make them from 70. And that was like a big deal. People would get there just to watch him kick. And then people would be like, oh, why don't you do that in the game? And I'm like, well, in order to kick it that far, you kind of have to kick the low liner, and that it's hard to get over the line. But there are definitely guys out there that have monster legs, and the little guy for the Jag, he is a little guy. You know, it's not like a Legatron or anything. He's a small guy.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'll be rooting for that in the regular season. And then the other thing that I jotted down in my notes, I thought it was great that CD Lamb got trucked and flagged
while not playing.
So if you didn't see it, CeeDee Lamb is the Cowboys broke one. I don't know. I just saw the highlight. But CeeDee Lamb's running with his guy down the sideline.
Yeah.
And he's too far close to the field, and the sideline official is not looking. He's watching the play, and he just absolutely trucks him.
Yeah.
He trucks CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's in street clothes. He goes flying, and the guy throws a flag on Lamb. Like, get out of my way, a-hole. It was great.
Jeez. There is something kind of funny about...
It was great.
There is something funny about that. There was a... I was listening to Florio today. It was Mike Florio.
Pro Football Talk.
And I guess there is a Dallas Cowboy... is it Amazon? There's a Dallas Cowboy show coming out.
It might be Amazon.
Was it Jerry's documentary?
No,
it's more of a their own Hard Knocks kind of thing.
Oh, God.
That's going to follow the season. And you know, take it for what it's worth. It's Florio, but
Access or something like that.
There's something coming out here at the end of this month that's going to be following the Dallas Cowboys.
It's not America's Sweethearts.
No,
Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
By the way, my wife watches that show.
The BTJ loves it too.
And I'm not going to lie.
You got hooked.
I got roped in a little bit.
So Florio had it, and he said when he initially heard it, he take it for what it's worth. He said he had a hard time believing it, but he actually said that he heard from several people that there could be some leg to this, that the Micah Parsons thing, there's a reason why Jerry is refusing to negotiate right now, and that Jerry is getting ready to present an offer that will beat Watts. I couldn't think of TJ. And the reason why he's delaying it, you want to take a guess?
He needs the money?
He wants it to coincide with the show. And it's like, oh my God.
So you're doing this dog and pony show right now for that?
Yeah.
So he's doing this for the drama of the show.
Yes.
While your star player is not practicing, not getting ready for
it. And Florio was saying that he was hearing, again, rumors, both sides, but he said, you know, Parsons has not spoken since the request. And there are people that believe that Micah Parsons he is done. Like, regardless of what the contract you put before him, he is done with the organization, and that there may be some really bad feelings. Now, granted, large contract may change that, but if it is even remotely true, and isn't it sad that it doesn't seem like it's that crazy that an owner would be doing this with your best player simply to coincide with the release of a Hard Knocks-like thing so that you can drum up some interest for it?
It's all about content.
Dude, if you're a Cowboy fan, man, I don't know what the hell to tell you, because you are an unserious organization.
Watt got $41 million a year?
Yeah.
So if Parsons, what do you think Parsons will get? Because he's so much younger. Like,
do
you give him?
Florio said that the rumor was that Jerry was prepared and had a contract that would beat Watts, and that he was just waiting to give it, because right now they're saying they're not negotiating, and that Jerry already had one ready to go, and that they were going to do it to kind of coincide with this crap. So
5 years, $200 million,
something. I mean, more, you know, if 41 is Watt, I'm assuming it'll be 41 and a half or 42.
You give him that long? He's 26.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be longer than Watts. Yeah, throw an extra year.
Only got 3 years.
Yeah, so maybe a four-year or a fifth with an option on it. Maybe 4 years with an option. And if it's 41 average, then you make it 42 or 41 and a half. And then you talk about smiles and glory holes and, you know, oh, I'm Jerry Jones. But
hey, maybe Micah's in on it.
And glory holes.
Maybe Micah knows.
You have got to be smoking something over there.
Boy, it sure doesn't.
You know,
the rumors are that Micah is not in on this and that he is pissed.
Perhaps it's all orchestrated.
Could be.
And by the way, he'll be back.
Yeah,
Jerry will pay him a bunch of money and he'll be back.
But just imagine doing this.
Listen to me.
For the sake of a reality show.
Hey man, gotta get them ratings.
I guess.
A Cal Raleigh appreciation segment is next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, now to a Cal Raleigh and Mariners appreciation segment.
That's better than the Mets and Yankees suck segment. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. don't you worry.
I don't worry.
We'll take a giant dump on both of them.
The Mets don't play today, so at least we can't lose.
But the Mariners, yeah, so the Astros are losing, as Buck reported, yet again. So they're down 2-0 to the Red Sox, although it's early. Now, the Mariners are squarely in playoff position. I was looking at it today, they have an 85% chance to make the playoffs at this point. Yeah. They are up 3.5 games as the top wild card. And if that were to hold, they would host Boston.
They're only a half game back, though.
But only a half game back in the division. And should they catch and pass the Astros, they would grab the 3 seed. And as it stands now, would host the Yankees or Guardians.
Yeah.
At this point, although the Yankees are winning tonight too, but at this point, the Guardians, I mean, I don't know. Would you rather host Boston, New York, or Cleveland in a series?
Well, and the Rangers are sniffing around there too.
See them making it.
No, but you know, I think I would say I would rather play Cleveland. Like, the Yankees are in a bit of a tumble right now, but again, overall, if the Yankees kind of got it together, I saw Garrett Cole was starting to pitch again. He's on a pitching program. He's not coming back, but I don't know. The Yankees have better talent. Cleveland was kind of sellers at the deadline. So given my druthers, I would not want to run the risk, and Boston's good. I would not want to run the risk of New York getting hot. So I would take Cleveland. Actually, if you gave me Texas, New York, or Cleveland, I think I would take Cleveland.
Yeah, Texas can't hit, but they have good pitching.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Yankees are...
Yeah, the Yankees are a mess.
They're in a free fall.
But again, if the Yankees get it together, and how many times did you just mention when we were talking about the Mets earlier, who cares what you're doing right now in August?
That's true.
What do you do when you get towards the end of the year? If you get hot, and if the Yankees get hot... You know, I would rather play the Guardians. But if you're the Mariners right now, the way you're playing, dude, there is a confidence and there is a swagger, and we talked about this at the deadline. When their pitching staff is humming and with this lineup, it's the best that is the best team in the American League.
When Raleigh hit that home run, was it a 3-run shot in the 7th the other night, or maybe it's the 8th? Yeah, this is the 8th against Tampa. Yeah, 3-run shot. They were down 2-0. He comes up in the bottom of the 8th. I mean, they haven't done anything all night, and he cranks one, and they go up 3-2 and win. I texted the person in my life who is the largest Mariner fan, and his name shares a last name with you.
Ah, yes.
And I text him. I'm like, dude, this stuff is shades of 2001. Mm-hmm.
John.
Do you remember those guys, the 2001 Mariners?
I do remember
dude,
those guys.
It didn't matter. They could have been down 6-1 in the ninth. Mm-hmm. They'd win.
Yeah.
Like they were, they had such magic. This team has that.
Yeah.
Now, I was quickly.
Put in your place.
Yes, because, you know, as a real Mariner fan, mm-hmm. like your brother, he was like, dude, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about fight. So he refused to talk about it.
Sure.
But I didn't. I just plowed right through his stop sign and was like, dude, this is amazing.
Yeah.
They might as well just give you guys the rings now.
Well, there are people like I would say that the number one when we talk about it sometimes, but Softy, who's the big radio host up there, who's the biggest Seattle honk of all time, dude, that guy posts stuff every day basically saying that this is the Mariners, like just here's the World Series, best team in baseball, can't be stopped. The city, you know, is owed this. I mean, there are a lot of people up there in Seattle right now that
pretty
are...
Pretty sure that's not how it works.
They are full go, all gas, no break.
A lot of people say
it. The Mariners owe it to and the baseball gods owe it to the city of Seattle.
That's okay. Not how it works.
Yeah, I'm
that's not
pretty
how it works.
Sure that's not.
But there are a lot of people up in Seattle that it's not just a feeling. It is a belief that this is a special season for
them. I don't know how you couldn't be excited. Raleigh hit his 45th home run, so he ties Johnny Bench for second most in a season by a catcher.
He's going to win the MVP.
That record stood since 1970 until Salvador Perez, a real hitter, hit 48. So he's going to break that,
yes.
I mean, if he stays healthy here. Yep. And he has, the other thing I saw about Cal Raleigh was, he has 19 home runs in the seventh inning or later.
Yeah, big home runs.
He is the only player with that many before September. He's the second player with that many before September. The only other one being Mark McGwire in 1998.
How about that?
And that was the big year where he hit 800 home runs.
I don't know about 800.
He had 20.
He hit
Had 800.
And you look at their lineup now. It's a real lineup, right? Between Cal and Suarez, you have two legitimate power hitters, and Are you gonna?
No. I just need to point something out.
Gonna poo-poo the Suarez numbers.
I feel like there's a poo-poo coming.
Eugenio Suarez,
yes,
has been phenomenal this year.
Yes,
not
but
for the Mariners.
Have you seen what he's done since he's come?
It
over?
Has not been. It has not been good.
He's hitting a .005.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like Dylan Moore territory. Actually, that that's actually I'm doing a disservice to Suarez because Dylan Moore. Have you seen Dylan Moore lately?
I mean,
he doesn't play much.
No, I can't say that I have.
Dylan Moore, just to throw in another little nuggy.
I love nuggies.
Since May 28th,
mm-hmm.
May. Dylan Moore is batting .034.
He's hitting a robust .196 for the year.
Yeah, but you remember he started hot. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He is 2 for his last 59 and 10 for his last 93.
What
that is a 108 betting average.
What is Suarez since coming over?
I was just looking that up here.
He's hitting 105.
Because I know the numbers are not
He
not
has
great.
Not done anything.
No, he has not. But
105.
105.
With one home run.
Yeah.
15 strikeouts in 38 ABs.
One would assume there's no way you go from having the year he had down in Arizona to this.
Well, he kind of couldn't hit when he was here the first time.
Is he going to... I don't believe it. He's just going to disappear.
Is he the batter's eye guy? There's always been rumblings that some guys don't like the batter's eye in Seattle,
that's
why they perform better elsewhere.
Julio is stabilized. A Rosarena. Like, it's a real lineup. Like, when you look at it on paper, and I know the Suarez thing is the big, but you have the most feared hitter right now in the American League. It's going to be the MVP. You had this great pitching staff that, again, getting healthy, coming around. And there's just there's a belief. What is the better roster in the American League right now than the Seattle Mariners?
Roster? Well, I'd contend Texas has a better roster, but they're I don't know what's wrong with them. They just can't hit.
No.
It's so weird. The Yankees have a $300 million roster, and I don't think it's this. They have holes.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, Judge is amazing, and they have Freed, but. I don't know. They're not.
And you throw out,
if you're talking on paper,
it's the best lineup.
The Yankees rival it, but
their pitching staff doesn't rival it.
Their
No, Castillo, Kirby, Gilbert, Wu.
I mean, if healthy, the Yankee or the Mariners pitching is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, Brash out there throwing, and then you turn it over to Munoz. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, Brash. Let's talk about Brash. That guy can't be... Dude, he's unbelievable.
Yes.
What happened to him? Like, he was good, and then he was gone, and then he's back, and now he's great.
Relief pitchers are like goalies in hockey, in that for seemingly no reason, you can be terrible, and then for like 2 years, you're the best in the game, and then you can go right back to being terrible. And you just when it's working, you write it. And right now, write it.
I have something to play for you when we come back. You want no part of the Guardians for this reason only.
Okay. All right.
And
they swept the Mets, so I'll shut up.
That's coming up next. Also, we have an injury update from Oregon Camp on the Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So here's the reason you don't want the Guardians, okay? If you're a Mariner fan.
Talk to me.
Right here.
Stacy's mom.
Stephen Kwan has got it going on. 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 Cleveland loves every one of his baseball stars.
Baseball stars.
But there's one guy we've really taken to heart.
Taken to heart.
He hits and throws and he fields so well.
Fields so well.
Now there's only one thing that we need to tell. He's the best leadoff hitter that we've ever seen. And we're so happy he's on our baseball team.
Yeah.
Steven, can't you see you're the best guardian to me? No, we can't be wrong. We're in love with Steven Kwan.
Well played, Cleveland. They got Stephen Kwan.
The Oregon State great, the Kwaners. Stephen Kwan, two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glover. Stephen Kwan.
Stephen Kwan has got it going on.
Yeah, out there slapping singles.
Yeah, he's a good little ball player.
Yeah.
Good ball player.
Well played.
Pesky little ball player.
I had not heard that. I was like, why are we playing Stacey?
Well, we didn't do that.
No.
Buck
no.
found that. I don't know who did that. I
would never take credit for making that.
Who do we credit for that? Or
let's find out.
Make fun of for that.
Well, I mean, go Guardians.
Oh, man.
You know, go the
I don't mind the Guards.
Except the Guardians. I can't get over that.
Somebody named Mikey Silas.
Mikey.
They should be the Cleveland Spiders, but all right, go Guardians.
Okay, well, anyway, Stephen Kwan's great. One quick note from Ducks camp. Sounds like Trey McNutt broke his leg.
Yeah, that stinks.
And is done.
Yeah.
So was he a freshman?
He was a freshman. So he wasn't going to start or anything, but he was one of the best safeties, big-time recruit, five-star kid. And they were counting on him for special teams and depth and was someone that they thought maybe could pop as the season went on. So that stinks. And then the Dickey thing, that unfortunately is just a long saga there of a really talented kid from a troubled background that they're trying to give the kid some leeway here to get it together, but he's kind of running out of chances. So, and he wasn't going to play, but McNutt would have played and would have been a depth piece. And so I'm assuming with a broken leg, I'm guessing that is you're done for the season. And then Oregon had their first scrimmage and, you know, you take it for what it's worth. It sounds like the defense, according to Lanning and some people, the defense was a little more dominant than the offense, which is to be expected at this time of the year. So it's at least in the NFL, we get to see preseason games. You can watch practices. You can get a little more from that. God, with college, you don't.
Everything's closed, yeah, man.
They give you nothing.
Nothing.
So, take it for what it's worth. Dan Lanning said the defense was more dominant in their scrimmage and the offense had more explosive days. So. And we still don't have a starting quarterback, although Alabama named theirs. Alabama came out and said that Ty Simpson will be their starting quarterback. If that, because you got all these battles.
That does not move me.
It doesn't, but you have all these battles like it at Alabama. You got one at Ohio State, Oregon, where we think we know who the starter is, but no one says anything. At least Alabama said something. And by the way, it wouldn't shock me if we went into week one at Oregon with the dreaded or.
Oh,
you know, that wouldn't shock me one bit, even though
very on brand.
Most people believe that come Montana State, the vicious cackfight that is Montana State in front of a 3-4 crowd at Autzen, it'll be Dante Moore.
What an opportunity.
All right, the club is next. Something you didn't know still existed is going away. On the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.